fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, inspiring viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utu, on channel 21, through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on-demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingchen Cable TV. You can also log on to Supreme Master Television at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Cuba and Venezuela sponsor an eye program in Barbados. In humanitarian news, a Formosan or Taiwanese professor gives to children in four countries. In animal news, researchers discover the important role fish play in protecting our precious oceans. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 27th, is the Independence Day of the Dominican Republic, honoring its self-sovereignty gained in 1844. The Dominican Republic is situated on the eastern two-thirds of the island of Hispaniola, between the North Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean Sea. Large mountain ranges cover 80% of the country and are home to the tallest peak in the West Indies, Pico Duarte. The colonial city of Santo Domingo is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. The Autonomous University in Santo Domingo is the oldest university in the Western Hemisphere. We wish the kind citizens of the Dominican Republic a festive Independence Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Olac or Vietnam. To help alleviate some of the consequences of climate change and safeguard our precious ecosphere, our association members of Northern Olac joined a number of communities in large-scale tree planting projects. Tens of thousands of trees were planted to prevent further erosions of mountainsides. Upon hearing of their endeavors, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $20,000 to help restore the forests. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $354,000 in supplies bought in the United States based on OLAC's cost of living. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report from our Northern OLAC Association members on the tree planting program's accomplishments.
Ngày 23 tháng 2 năm 2009, Sư phụ kính yêu, trước tình trạng hâm nóng toàn cầu, nhiều ngọn đồi tại Âu Lạc đã bị xói mòn vì lũ lụt. Nhờ sự quan tâm từ ái của Sư phụ, cánh rừng đầu nguồn của tỉnh Thanh Hóa giờ đây đã được hồi sinh với một màu xanh yêu thương và hy vọng. Vào ngày 18 tháng 2 năm 2009, với khoản tiền trợ giúp 20.000 Mỹ Kim, 350 triệu đồng Việt Nam của Sư phụ, đồng bào các xã Nguyệt Ấn, Thạch Lập, Quang Trung và công ty giống cây trồng huyện Ngọc Lặc thuộc huyện Ngọc Lặc, tỉnh Thanh Hóa, Âu Lạc, Việt Nam đã cùng các đồng tu miền Bắc Âu Lạc khởi công chương trình trồng cây. Chúng con xin được phép gửi lên Sư phụ kính yêu chi tiết của chương trình trên. Nhờ số tiền Sư phụ tài trợ, đồng bào và chính quyền địa phương thực hiện kế hoạch trồng 91 hectare rừng đầu nguồn cùng sự giúp đỡ của 4.557 người dân địa phương hưởng ứng tham gia chương trình thật cao quý và ý nghĩa này. Thay mặt đồng bào ở xã Thạch Lập, ông Phạm Minh Nhận, Chủ tịch Ủy ban Nhân dân xã đã gửi thư cảm tạ và gửi lời chúc Tết lên Sư phụ. Trong những năm qua, Ngài đã dành những khoảng thời gian bổ ích đầy ý nghĩa, tạo nên nhiều lá phổi xanh, góp phần đẩy lùi ô nhiễm hiệu ứng nhà kính. Để đền đáp lại thịnh tình của Ngài, chúng tôi xin hứa thực hiện tốt việc trồng cây gây rừng, phủ xanh đất trống đồi trọc, tạo cho môi trường sống ngày càng tốt hơn. Bên cạnh đó, ông Trịnh Huy Bằng, giám đốc xí nghiệp giống cây con Ngọc Lạc, một người yêu cây và cả cuộc đời gắn bó với rừng, đã tự tay viết: thay mặt cán bộ, công nhân và nhân dân quanh huyện Ngọc Lạc, trân trọng cảm ơn Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư và Hội Quốc tế Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư đã giúp đỡ chúng tôi trồng cây phủ kín đồi trọc. Tôi rất cảm động trước những việc làm tốt đẹp của Ngài. Cảm ơn Sư phụ đã ban cho địa cầu xinh đẹp một viễn cảnh tương lai tươi sáng, đặc biệt tại huyện Ngọc Lạc, Thanh Hóa, Âu Lạc. Lối sống từ bi cao thượng, ăn chay, sống xanh, cứu địa cầu. Ngài giảng dạy đã gieo một mầm xanh yêu thương trên mảnh đất khô cằn sỏi đá nơi đây. Bằng tất cả lòng tri ân sâu sắc, chúng con kính chúc Sư phụ Ngọc Thể an khang, hầu dẫn đưa địa cầu thăng hoa trong ân phước thiên đàng, hạnh phúc trong tình thương của Ngài. Ban báo chí Âu Lạc.
Supreme Master Qinghai replied to this report with the following message.
Tôi rất hãnh diện về sự chuyên cần và nhiệt tâm chăm sóc quê hương của đồng bào. Cầu xin tất cả được ban phúc lành. Nguyện xin đất nước Âu Lạc, Việt Nam được gia ân và bảo vệ.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this heartening news report with our viewers. We also thank our association's foreign group for making it available. Our appreciation to the caring leaders of the participating communities and the Ngọc Lặc Seed Tree Company for their diligent efforts to revive the life-sustaining forests. Our deep gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her vital contribution to Âu Lạc. May the verdant trees flourish once again and protect lives as we pray that humankind unites in gentler care of our Mother Earth.
Snowstorms devastate Afghanistan. Heavy snowfall has swept across Afghanistan's Paryan district in the mountainous Panjshir province, affecting around 46,000 people across 111 villages. Three people have perished in the storms, with two others injured and 18 families forced to leave their homes. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization's International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF, has donated winter relief supplies to the affected area, including blankets, clothes, boots, charcoal, and wheat flour.
On February 17th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged a donation of $15,000 if an association's relief team could go from a neighboring region, and said that travel expenses would be provided if needed. The donation could purchase an equivalent of $863,000 in necessities in the United States, based on Afghanistan's cost of living. We thank the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's International Security Assistance Force for their quick provision of aid. Our gratefulness also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her caring assistance to the snow-afflicted in these wintry rural regions. We send sympathies to those who have lost loved ones and pray that the affected Afghan people quickly recover the comfort of their normal lives and that conditions such as these are eased through our greater compassion for all beings.
Rain-related disaster in Indonesia. Following monsoon rains, central Sulawesi, East Java, has been swept with flash floods and landslides, causing seven people to lose their lives. The floods have inundated many more houses and paddy rice fields, as well as damaging a railway in the province of West Java. On February 26, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately donated $15,000 with love. She conveyed a message to our association's relief team to go if possible to help the most urgently in need and comfort the affected as best as they can. We are thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose concern and love will surely reach many. We send our heartfelt condolences to those who have suffered loss as we pray for Allah's protection over the people of Indonesia during these turbulent times. May our kinder actions toward Mother Nature help weather extremities such as these to subside.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comforts, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
The Palestinian Authority appoints two female judges. Two trained civil lawyers who excelled in their studies of Islamic law, Ms. Kulla Vaki and Ms. Asmahan Wuhaidi, have become the first female judges in Palestine's West Bank. Ruling in family affairs that include marriage, divorce, inheritance and custody, the new judges believe they can help ease the way for other women's equitable treatment under Islamic law. Dressed in Muslim headscarves and black robes with a Palestinian flag-coloured sash across her robe, Ms. Kulad Vaki promised, "Where I can make decisions that help women obtain better rights, I will." Our respectful accolades, Ms. Kulad Vaki and Ms. Asmahan Wuhaidi, for your new roles. May your notable examples shine in bringing fairness and harmony to your societies.
French government warns of meat and alcohol harms. President Nicolas Sarkozy and the country's health ministry have launched a campaign urging people to stop drinking wine and reduce their meat intake to minimize the risk of developing cancer. This new health initiative is based on a report by the country's National Cancer Institute, which has been compiled from hundreds of individual studies. The report correlates alcohol in any amount with cancer, saying that even half a glass of wine daily leads to a 9% higher risk of colon cancer and a 168% increased risk of mouth or throat cancer. Institute President Professor Dominique Marinacci stated, "Small daily doses of alcohol are the most harmful. There is no amount, however small, which is good for you. Increased alcohol amounts also raise the risk of cancer." Furthermore, meat has been implicated in the cancer picture, with the risk of colon-rectal cancer rising by 29% per 100-gram portion of red meat per day and 21% per 50 grams of processed meat. Many thanks, Your Excellency, Professor Maranashi and the French National Cancer Institute, for revealing the harmful consequences of meat and alcohol consumption, even in small amounts. As these damaging substances become a thing of the past, we look forward to seeing your noble residents leading the way in vibrant health and well-being.
Policy advisor in China recommends reducing meat to lower emissions. Dr. Hong Yun Bao, a member of the China Democratic League and associate professor in mathematics from the School of Science at the Hangzhou Normal University, spoke at the 9th Hangzhou City's Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, or CPPCC, where he recommended that the government encourage citizens to reduce meat consumption as part of the city's energy conservation and emissions mitigation plan. A vegan himself, Dr. Hong stated, "From the scientific point of view, we should be vegetarians. From the health point of view, we should be vegetarians. From the economic point of view, we should be vegetarians. From the spirit of the slogan, 'Save the planet,' we must be vegetarians." Dr. Hong Yun Bao, we laud your noble leadership in voicing the meat-free solution for global warming. May more and more people quickly rise to the call of being veg to preserve our beautiful planet. European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognised livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet. Threat from global warming escalated. Serious consequences from global warming such as droughts, flooding and mass extinctions will occur with less warming than previously predicted. This was a key message put forth in a report from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, working with the US-based environmental research company Stratus Consulting. The report states that with a warming of just 0.22 degrees Fahrenheit since the 1990s, the damaging and often fatal effects of climate change are already being seen through such extreme events as hurricanes, flooding, droughts and heat waves. This means that increased devastation is in our future if greenhouse gas emissions continue raising temperatures even more. Our sincere thanks, UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and Stratus Consulting. Let us quicken our steps in acting now to save all lives on our shared planetary abode. To help us better understand the grave urgency of possible scenarios for our planet, Supreme Master Ching Hai drew from the case of neighbouring Mars, where tens of millions of years ago, global warming had built up past the point of no return. She shared these insights during a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff on January 18, 2009.
It happened so fast in the last 2 months that they had no time to prepare nothing. They never believed it's going to happen because it's too fast. They know something may be going wrong, but they do not listen to the wise people, to the spiritual people who can see the future and who can know the cause and the effect of actions and reactions. Even then, they thought they have a lot of time, but they didn't. In the past 5 years, they have been warned, but they did not listen. They did not change. And then the last 2 months, it's happened just so fast, nobody even has time to even think. 90% of the beings on Mars die just like that.
Save our planet. The vast majority of plants are unable to adapt to global warming. A study recently published in the journal Nature, led by Dr. Mike Crisp of the Australian National University, documented more than 11,000 species of plants on Earth, making it the largest research effort of its kind. In tracing the plant's history from Australia, New Zealand, Africa, and South America, Dr. Crisp and his colleagues found that less than 4% had been able to shift to new habitats. Our heartfelt appreciation, Dr. Crisp and associates, for your study of the effects of global warming on plant life. May its alarming implications awaken us to the urgency of acting now to protect our irreplaceable ecosphere.
Save our planet. Teens join online venue myyearbook.com to curb global warming. With some 20,000 people joining the website every day, myyearbook.com is the fastest growing social network in the US and becoming the largest humanitarian site for teens. Members use virtual currency called lunch money to help causes that range from carbon offset programs to relieving world hunger. Already, $911 billion lunch money dollars have gone toward alleviating climate change, with an equivalent reduction of over 1 million pounds of CO2 from the atmosphere. Ms. Catherine Cook, the teenage co-founder of My Yearbook, said, "Causes has revolutionized the way teens view the world. It's taken their passion for wanting to make a difference and turned it into measurable action." Ms. Cook and all generous My Yearbook participants, heaven smiles on your noble-hearted actions. Surely such a trend of kindness and green giving will bring a bright future and restored environment for all.
Save our planet. Green cities awarded in Europe. For their outstanding measures to create clean green urban areas, the European Union has presented the cities of Stockholm, Sweden and Hamburg, Germany with the new European Green Capital Award of 2010 and 2011 respectively. With four-fifths of Europe's population living in cities, increased efforts to achieve goals in sustainability and reduced carbon emissions are essential. These two cities have set ambitious standards and enacted significant measures to achieve such goals as green spaces and public transportation that are within 300 meters of most residents. Congratulations, Stockholm and Hamburg, on the well-deserved acknowledgement of your leadership in eco-friendly urban living. May your green examples inspire other cities across Europe and indeed the world.
Save our planet. Upon the green initiative of the Environmental Protection Administration in Formosa or Taiwan, the use of paper cups has been reduced by 90% over the past 1.5 years in public agencies and schools.
Save our planet. US-based enterprise Rent a Car has designated 80 hybrid auto rental branches, including locations at 10 of the United States' busiest airports, and adds 5,000 new hybrid cars to its fleet.
Save our planet. As growing fruits and vegetables increases in popularity, the conservation charity National Trust is providing land for 1,000 garden allotments to go to individuals or community groups throughout England, Wales and Northern Ireland.
Hi, it's Fluffy the Snow Monkey, and I follow a vegan diet with no animal products. Today, I'd like to share a tip with you on ginger. This root is well known for adding a nice flavor to your cooking and baking, and for helping relieve symptoms of the common cold. But do you know that research has shown that ginger root powder may also help with motion sickness? Yes, that's just another added benefit of ginger. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In world news, Barbados becomes the beneficiary of an eye program. Caribbean community member Barbados is presently part of the Cuban and Venezuelan-sponsored Vision Now, which has assisted over 57,000 people from 15 island nations. The first 28 individuals from Barbados have received eye surgery at the Ramon Pando Ferrer National Ophthalmologic Institute in Havana, Cuba. We respectfully laud Cuba and Venezuela for helping to improve the well-being of Barbados citizens. May nations continue to help one another for the welfare of all.
In humanitarian news, a Formosan or Taiwanese professor helps four children in memory of his late son. 5 years ago, Professor Cheng Wenhui of Nanhua University lost his son, whom he described as an angel sent by God. Now Professor Cheng gains solace in providing loving care and financial assistance to four children who live in Honduras, Bosnia, South Africa, and Thailand. He said, "I am now not only the father of a pair of my own children, but also that of four children from four different countries." You touch our hearts, Professor Cheng. May heaven smile upon you and your international family. Coming up on Noteworthy News, researchers discover the importance of fish in mitigating the effects of global warming. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. Be right back. More helping news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, outstanding news for an incredible world. In animal news, fish play a vital role in keeping our oceans healthy. Rising carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere are leading to a greater amount of the gas being absorbed by the oceans. This results in an increase in acidity, which endangers marine life. A study by an international team of scientists led by Dr. Rod W. Wilson, a marine biologist of the University of Exeter in England, has shown the importance of the digestion process of bony fish. They excrete calcium carbonate, which is an alkaline compound that helps balance the acidity of the oceans. The findings have been published in Science magazine. God's blessings, Dr. Rod W. Wilson, and participating researchers for this important study. May all seriously consider a vegan diet to save our precious animal friends and wondrous planet.
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "The Concerned Pilot."
At the airport, a plane is taxiing and ready to take off. But suddenly, the plane stopped, turned around, and returned to the gate. After a couple of hours, finally took off again. The passenger was a little worried and asked the stewardess, "What was the problem, miss?" "Oh, nothing really. The pilot was feeling disturbed by a strange noise that he heard in the engine. It took us a long while to find a new pilot."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
My name is Atambayr. I am Mongolian. I don't speak English well. I love you, Master. Thank you very much. When will you come Mongolia? Is your health good?
Hi, Atambayr. We are delighted to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly replied to you.
Wonderful Atambayr. I love you more, and I'm good. Heaven bless Mongolia. I love Mongolia. May we see each other one day. God bless you and your family. Love, love. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Your comments and stories from your area are very much appreciated. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We have very much enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May God's grace be with you and your cherished ones always. So long until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Two Kurdish parties in the autonomous region of northern Iraq, the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan and the Kurdistan Democratic Party, agree on unifying measures for a shared government.
Scottish historians have reportedly located the foundations and artifacts of King Robert the Bruce's palace in West Dunbartonshire, which had been missing for the previous 700 years.
Ekmilitan Isanolu, chief of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, or OIC, meets Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to discuss OIC support for Iraqi reconstruction and national harmony.
Southern Sudan's Minister of Regional Cooperation, Bernaba Marial Benjamin, calls for the central government's full implementation of the 2005 peace accord to bring national unity.
In Nanjing City, China, an outstanding three-story museum introducing the Ming Dynasty opens at the World Cultural Heritage Site of the Ming Shao Tomb.
The Honourable Mayor of Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan, Mr. Hao Lungbin, announces his intention to donate 10% of his monthly salary to help those in need.
Italian Parliament Speaker Gianfranco Fini met with Egypt's Prime Minister Dr. Ahmed Nazif to discuss bilateral relations and the current situation in the Middle East.
Japanese Prime Minister Taro Aso arrived in Washington, D.C., USA, as the first foreign leader to meet with President Barack Obama for friendly discussions of Asian and global affairs.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Tajik President Emomali Rahmon met in Moscow to increase their country's cooperation in energy solutions.
Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki states that the government is implementing short and long-term measures to ensure the nation's adequate food supplies. Details.
Please visit www.suprememastertv.com.